Drill 3. Estates, easements, liens, deeds, and co-ownership, all mixed together. 10 rapid questions. Question 1. During a life tenant's lifetime, what can they transfer to someone else? The answer is B. A life tenant can only transfer what they hold, the life estate itself, nothing more. Question 2. A neighbor has openly crossed a corner of your yard with their driveway for years, without permission, past the statutory period. This can create. The answer is B, an easement by prescription. Open, continuous, hostile use over the statutory period is the classic trigger. Question 3. Which lien would most likely take priority over a first mortgage recorded years earlier? The answer is C, a property tax lien. It holds superior priority regardless of when other liens were recorded. Question 4. A deed conveys property to a buyer, but states title reverts to the grantor if the land is ever used for anything but a park. This creates A. The answer is B, a defeasible fee, fee simple ownership with a condition attached. Question 5. Two unrelated investors buy a property together, holding unequal shares of 60% and 40%. What form of ownership do they most likely hold? The answer is C, tenancy in common. Unequal shares rule out joint tenancy, which requires equal ownership. Question 6. A deed offers no warranties and conveys only whatever interest the grantor holds. This deed is best used to. The answer is B. This is a quitclaim deed, common in foreclosures and clearing up title clouds, with zero buyer protection. Question 7. A commercial tenant installs a walk-in cooler for their restaurant. When the lease ends, this item is. The answer is B, a trade fixture. Business equipment installed by a commercial tenant stays theirs, removable before the lease ends. Question 8. A married couple buys a home together in New York with no other agreement stated. What form of ownership do they most likely hold? The answer is C, tenancy by the entirety, available only to married couples, carrying survivorship and extra protection. Question 9. A property owner dies with no will and no heirs. What happens to the property? The answer is B, escheat. With no will and no heirs, the property reverts to the state. Question 10, the last one. Which is the best way to discover whether a neighbor's... The answer is B, a survey. It physically measures the boundaries, the standard way encroachments get caught before closing. Drill 3 complete. These rules are pattern-based, and repetition is what locks them in. More at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.